Well, you know, I just think that we're constantly trying to improve, and you know, assignment wise, just getting everybody on the same page and moving in the right direction, and week in and week out, just trying to focus on being a physical team up front.
Have you noticed a more concerted effort to do a lot of those two back sets? Is that something from last year to this year? Do you feel like you're in there more, get more reps?
Yeah, I think that all depends on who we're playing. You know, it depends on what we want to try to do against the opponent. And you know, if it's two back, if it's one back, if it's no back, you know, it just kind of depends on what's in for that week.
How about the scheme up front? Have you noticed any difference there as far as running or how different it is, whether it's not that it's better or worse, but it's different?
Yeah, we did most of the same stuff. I mean, at points here and there last year, it's just kind of, like I said, putting things together for that specific opponent, and so the scheme up front, that will change depending on, you know, like Detroit, they're 4-3 ran up the field, and Pittsburgh's 3-4 two gapping everybody, you know, so that changes drastically from week in and week out.
With some of the injuries and shuffling up front and at tailback, how has that affected the timing of the game so far?
You know, right now the holes are going to be there for whoever it is back there, you know, and we just hope that the guy, that whoever it is, can hit him, and the timing and all that stuff will come. It always does.
You were a guy, I remember, 2 years ago going into the fourth preseason game, that game at Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Probably had maybe your best game of the preseason.
Right.
Can you take us back to maybe what that week is like for a guy who's really just trying to make the spot, maybe what some of these guys are going through right now and what you're telling them?
Right, I was just talking to my wife about this, actually. You know, this is the most exciting and scary time for a lot of guys. And my rookie year, definitely, it was just do or die in that game. And luckily, I had a ball bounce into my arms for an interception. And then special teams-wise, and I think that's what my message to the rookies is just try to do everything that you can to stand out on a special team. You know, I had a guy grab me my rookie year and told me the story of Terrell Davis, you know, and I think they were out in London or Japan or somewhere playing, and he ran down on a kickoff and knocked some guy out, and that's how he kind of grabbed the coach's attention. And so that's the kind of message I give to the young guys, is just try to do anything you can to stand out on special teams.
How about the special teams this year? How would you characterize it? Special teams group you got this year, coaching, any style differences versus the last couple of years?
I think we got a lot of guys that like to do it, and a lot of guys that kind of, you know, are trying to move into their spot through special teams, and that's why you have you know, guys like Wesley Woodyard and you know, Mario, his whole career was based on special teams, and so he's a very vocal part of that. Just making sure that we understand the importance of special teams, and not just focus on your offense or defensive role, but this is a crucial role that can help us. And I think that's kind of what we're taking into it.
Does life get easier for you just playing one position this year?
You know, it's been different since I've been in. It's been different, but it's been great to focus and try to improve drastically at what I'm trying to do.
Did you ever thought that you would end up, you know, kind of settling in at fullback, or was that it's a new mindset that you have to take because all your life you've played, you know, in versatility?
Right. You know, settling in, I don't know if you ever, you know, I didn't foresee this, no, but I did foresee me trying to carve out a role, whatever it is, you know, and trying to stick around on a team in the NFL. And so if it's fullback, if it's linebacker, if it's special teams, you know, that's what I want to do because I want to play. And I've really enjoyed it so far. It's been great.
Is it easier not to have to focus on other meetings and other things that the other position
plays? Yeah, what's easiest about it is just kind of the social part of being in a group, you know, being with my running backs and developing relationships there and trust with guys. I think that's been the biggest difference.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to Prater, and just kind of Colquitt came up like through the conversation, and at the time he said, like, you know, he's knocking the crap out of the ball. If you're on the special teams, what are you guys saying on the special teams group about what you've seen from him, given he hasn't really done it?
Yeah, I mean, just exciting. He's stepped up, and he's taken the challenge and done well with it. I'm really proud of him.